We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Mark Siegel, I saw him on Fox News this morning. He's always great putting these things into perspective. Chief medical correspondent, Dr. Siegel, I guess I'll start with this. What is this? I want to get to the fear, the panic, the media coverage, all that. What is the coronavirus? How can you get it? Is it something that you can just get like the common cold and then not die from, for example?
Well, that's a very good question, Mark. I've been following these contagions for a long time, as you know, and new and emerging diseases. And there are some things about this one that concern me. First of all, I think that it has been emerging for months and that China didn't necessarily spotlight it early enough the way they should have. Now they're coming up and cordoning off cities. And history tells us that quarantining cities and entire regions and epicenters actually spreads more fear and panic, cuts supply lines, and can actually end up spreading more virus. So I'm concerned about that. We don't know how deadly this is because we don't know actually the total number of cases of people that have died from it, but it appears to be mainly deadly to people that are elderly and have chronic diseases. That's good news, actually. It doesn't look like it's killing the young or people in good health. Secondly, it looks like it's not as contagious as some hugely contagious virus like the measles, let's say. It's more on the order of the flu, but we don't even know if it's as contagious as the flu. SARS, the last coronavirus, and just quickly, what is a coronavirus? Coronavirus is a virus that's mostly in mammals, but not humans, other than cold viruses and some other coronaviruses. But after they're in mammals, they're very unstable viruses, and they mutate all the time. And if you have enough contact with the mammals that they're in, like rodents, like bats, like badgers, you could actually end up carrying it, harboring it, and the mutation occurs while in a human host, you end up with it going human to human, which is what happened here. We need answers to the question, how contagious, how deadly? We don't really have them yet. And another thing of concern here is that it appears to be transmissible even when you're not symptomatic. And the time between when you get it and when you get sick is about a week or two. And so that separates it out from SARS in 2002, which clearly was not contagious when you didn't have symptoms. So if this is more contagious than SARS, I'm worried about it.
So I tend to sometimes want to put this into perspective because of the scare tactics with things that we deal with on a regular basis from year to year, like the flu. And we've had, I think, maybe now upwards of 7,000 people who have died from the flu. And we're not doing blow-by-blow media coverage of each person who gets the flu. Is that a fair criticism, or is this because it's so different? We want to focus, because you know as well as I do that the media stuff gets out of control, right?
The media stuff right now is out of control. The reason is because, as I wrote in my book, False Alarm, this is a new virus. It's a microscopic. It's unseen. It's an invisible killer. People don't know about it. People get afraid of things they don't know, can't see, and then they personalize it. So if you're in California right now, the chance is about 1 in a billion that you're going to get coronavirus, even though you heard that someone else on the news got it. Whereas the chance might be 1 in 10 that you're going to get the flu this year,
right,
which is another killer. So I think your point is very well taken, that a lot of times we don't see things in perspective. That's not the same thing as saying, though, that I don't think this is of some concern.
Right.
It is of concern. It will be of concern if we get more and more cases here and we can't isolate them. Our Centers for Disease Control has gotten quite good at isolation, identification, and contact tracing, where they figure out who you might have been in contact with, and they isolate those people too. That's the way to control spread. That's good public health, better than cordoning off whole cities.
But it's hard to do when you have this distrust of China. I think most people, I heard you say this earlier, I think most people think this is in the maybe even 10,000 cases in China, right? Not just 600 or 1,000.
Yeah, I don't, I'm suspicious. I like the map they have now showing the numbers as they're occurring. But I want to point out that not everybody that gets coronavirus is raising their hand and saying, hey, I got coronavirus. They don't know what they have. So you can't assume that everybody with a respiratory infection or who had a cough or short of breath came forward and said, I got coronavirus.
Yeah, right,
so,
right.
Yeah, I think there's many thousands of cases there. And that would also be predictive of why it's suddenly spreading. If travelers are spreading it, it implies there's a lot of it there. So I am suspicious that it's in the tens of thousands of cases. But as you pointed out, I mean, we've had almost 20 million cases of flu in the United States this year alone. That's a rampant virus. This is not there yet. Nowhere near.
And that's exactly why I depend on you to put these things into perspective. Good stuff. Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News medical correspondent. Always great to have you on, Dr. Siegel. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Mark.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.